You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Welcome to the Main Street View, brought to you by Walt's Apartment Podcast Network. We are a brand new show on the network here. We are brought to you by, like I said, Walt's Apartment Podcast, our friends at thedisinsider.com. Getaway Today, you name it. We have so many partners that we're partnered up with now, which is great. A few weeks ago, Lewis reaches out to me and says, Sean, I have an idea for a fun new show. And I'm like, okay, let's hear it. So wants to do a deep dive into just different topics, which I think is a great idea. We have, if you're just listening to this show for the first time, we have a lot of shows on our network. We have the Walt's Apartment Live, which is a recording of our live stream. We have the Marvel Tribe, which is the all things Marvel. We have Knights of the Rogue Republic, which is all things Star Wars. When there's Star Wars news out there, we have Extra Magic Hour, which will be back, which will be the opposite week of this show, which is our parks podcast, which we dive into parks news, our Imagineer features, tips and tricks for the parks. Lewis says, I have an idea of wanting to do a show where it's all just like deep dives in just a few topics. And because we do other stuff, we touch on it for a little bit on the other shows, but this one here is going to be like, we're going to have 45 minutes to an hour to just sit and talk about just a few topics. Topics that could be important to you, that could not be important to you. Disney news, Marvel news. If there's a big story, I know a few weeks back, Sam and Lewis went on to Instagram because they were talking about Bob Chapek versus Bob Iger, stuff like that. We can talk about it here for a half hour or so and dive into it, play a little game, get to know us more. Right now, it's going to be just me and Lewis as the host of this, but we have plenty of hosts that are wanting to come on and we'll join in. We're going to try to bring you guests as well, deep dive, promote other guests, promote ourselves throughout those guests. Lewis, welcome, buddy. This was your idea. I'm excited to do it with you, and I can't wait to get it going. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Dude, I'm doing great. I feel like I just found a legal drug that I'm now addicted to, and we're only, a few minutes into the show, and I'm already addicted. Like,
there you go.
As soon as we wrap this episode, I'm going to be fiending for more, and I'm just going to have to really hold off to the next one. Right. But I'm excited to be here, excited to see what guests we have on board. But I'm also excited just to see what stuff we're talking about that our viewers, our listeners, that they like.
Right.
So when we're talking about things like, hey, I look for that too, and just show the relatability, but also adding a little bit of secrets, rumors, mm-hmm. Park history, stuff like that. So when you're standing in those long lines and you see stuff and you're like, hey, that's there because of this, or hey, we're in this line, but over here, if you listen to the Railroad by Haunted Mansion, that's the opening day speech in Morse code. So just showing those little things to show that there is an ounce of magic all across the parks, but overall all across Disney.
For sure. And this week, we're just going to dive in and kind of get to know us a little bit, right? That's kind of what you have planned, with like what we look for in the parks, what we like to do in the parks. I don't know what your plan is tonight. This is Absolutely. Your baby. I'm here to help you out and assist however I can. And because I don't have my hands in enough stuff, I figure why not? Yeah, I'll do this with you too. Sure.
But, absolutely. Today we're going to walk through the parks.
You're going to start it up and I'm going to give it all to you. And let's go, my friend.
Absolutely. So this episode, we're going to walk through the parks in our shoes. So it's kind of a play off the Walk in Walt's Footsteps tour that they offer at Disneyland. I believe right now it's currently on a hiatus, but hopefully it comes back. But today you're going to hang out with us, and we're going to talk about what do we do when we go to the park? What do we not do? What are some things we prefer to eat? What are some things we prefer to see? Cool rest spots, boring rest spots, just overall walk through the parks with
get
us.
Get to know us. Sean and Lou, get to know us.
Absolutely. So first question, we got trams, buses, walking. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the park, you have three options to get there. I mean, you have a couple more if you use taxi, but the three main ones, right, you either walk from your hotel room, you're catching the Toy Story buses, or the Mickey and Friends and Pixar and Palace Tram. I'm going to throw it to you. When you go to the park, which one of the three do you do, or which one do you prefer?
Well, it depends. This last time I went in May, I stayed at the Paradise Pier Hotel, which was the first time that I was there. So I walked. I just walked down downtown Disney. Normally, I'm over staying over on Harbor Side in one of the hotels there, because I'm not local, so I don't drive in a park in a parking structure. But the tram, I remember when I was a kid, when I lived down there, I would always take the tram. The tram was cool. If I had a choice, the tram would be the cool way, because you're not walking, for one. I mean, it's kind of a cool nod to. I'm a little bit older than you, but I remember when DCA wasn't there and you would take the trams in the parking lot, which was where DCA is now. You take the trams up to the main gate of Disneyland. So trams are kind of in my heart. I would say the trams, if I had a number one choice, if I could, trams for sure. How about
Absolutely.
You?
So I do remember vaguely the parking lot there in front of Disneyland.
How old
are
you?
My grandparents took me there. I want to say it was 98, 99, because California opened 2001. So it was like right before they closed it down. And I remember seeing just a little, it almost looked like no parking sign, but it said Disneyland parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing that and losing my mind. For me, I enjoy the trams. The tram is your entrance into the kingdom. Now, if I'm going, me, my wife, you know, just us going, walking is preferred because you can get to the gates a little bit sooner, but if you're not in a rush, absolutely, hands down, take the trams. Enjoy that, especially the remodel they did. You start seeing that Disney magic as soon as you get out of your cars.
For sure.
So, like, I think for me, trams all the way. But if it's just me and the wife, and we're trying to do more in the park stuff, we're walking using the harbor entrance. Seems to be a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm. I did learn this last time I was there that the harbor side, the security is way longer than if you come down through downtown Disney side. You're waiting a lot longer over on harbor side. I did learn that this last time. So that was I've been told that. I'm like, no, that's not true. Then I did. I'm like, oh, damn, you were right. Okay. So it is a lot quicker on the downtown Disney side.
Yeah. So downtown Disney is definitely a lot quicker, especially because the fact that they got more peninsulas for security check.
A lot more.
Harborside has its time frames when it's hitting, but if you're going, say, out the hour of the park opened, hour and a half after it's opened, that time, don't use Harbor. You're better off going to downtown Disney and cutting through the what used to be Earl of Sandwich going to walk at all. Yeah. All right. So next question.
Okay.
You're in the Esplanade.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I know the answer, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. Are you going to Disneyland first or California first?
If I'm there for a couple of days, I'll alternate. But my first day, Disneyland, 100% all the time. I mean, there's nothing like it. That's the best place in the world. It's my favorite place in the whole world. You can ask me what's your happy place. It's Disneyland. I can go sit at Disneyland, which I actually did this last time. I could just sit there and sit on a bench and just watch people for hours and just soak it in and say, God dang, this place is amazing. And just... like this last time I was there, I was able to do a lot more than I ever have been before because I was by myself. So I was able to just enjoy it and take everything, sit and stare at Walt's apartment for a few minutes and soak it in, you know, and definitely Disneyland. I mean, I'm very wordy, so you know that. So Disneyland 100% for me.
Oh, man. Now let's give the viewers all the words we can. Me, as for myself, and when my wife goes, it's Disneyland. But I have noticed that with the kiddos, we pull over towards California more. They enjoy the Philhar Magic Donald show. They enjoy the... So my kiddos, being 8, 5, and 3, they enjoy California side more.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy Disneyland for some of the stuff it has, but when they see Disneyland, their eyes just pull over to California. Not sure why, but they do. But for me individually, it's Disneyland all the way. Hands down, and if I'm lucky, I'll make my way to California Adventure. But for the most part, I'm in Disneyland.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna rush down Main Street real quick. So when you get to the turnstiles, do you go left or do you go right? Before you answer, I didn't realize that there is a big controversial answer. That there is some hardcore fans that go right towards Disneyana, and some left fans that go towards Walt's apartment. Again, feel like I know the answer, but I want to hear from you.
1,000% it's left. You go left. Because you walk in front of City Hall, you walk right in front of Walt's apartment. That's my, for me, I mean, that's my jam. So always, I always go. I think this one last time I went, I think we went right one time. I'm like, what are we doing? This is weird. Because we were, me and the friends I was with were trying to get to Disneyana for something. So we just went that way. I'm like, but, and it was even like, no, come on. I'm like, but it, and it was weird because that's what I've always done. I always stop, look up, read the sign, tear up pretty much every time. That's my next tattoo, is that sign will be on my forearm. That's the next, I'm just waiting to find a person to do that, but that's going to be my next tattoo. But yeah, always left. No matter what. It's just a different vibe. It's a different, I mean, the right side view is pretty cool too, because you walk around and you're like, oh wow, it's opened up and it's a cool, but you know, left.
No. All right. See, I didn't realize that there was this big controversial thing. I didn't even think about it. Like, I was like, well, whatever gate I'm at that I go in and it's the nearest tunnel, that's the tunnel I'm going down. But I will give you, every time, no matter if I go left or right, the sign above is always red. Like, not even well, just glance sure. at. It's always, like, fully red. And if I'm really feeling it, it's red out loud. Get some looks. But it is what it is. All right. We're gonna fast pace down Main Street. I got a few questions about Main Street. Might even do a whole separate episode about the stores and shops. But we're going to stick to the left or right before we get into our first little activity. Do you go left towards Adventureland or do you go right towards Tomorrowland?
I'm going to let you go first.
So, for me...
Let me guess for you.
All right.
Sorry, drop my mic. Let me guess for you. How old are you?
I just turned 32 on Friday.
Okay, you're not that. Maybe you're the youngest. You and Brianna are the youngest. I said that Sam was the second youngest. Maybe it's you. You and Brianna. I'm gonna say you go right. That's just my guess.
I am an oddball and I go straight.
Okay.
I mean,
for the if most you're rope part, dropping or you always go straight,
for the most part, it's always straight. Unless I have my kids, if I have my kids, we tend to go right because Buzz Lightyear, mm-hmm. but me solo trip or with my wife, it's walking through that castle, having to stomp down that stake under the castle. That's always there. You're not stomping it any deeper, but it's hitting that. And then at that point, you mean the supposed
middle of Disneyland?
Yeah.
That little gold spike? That's not the middle?
It's not the middle. They've been building in it. That has not moved.
Yeah.
Once I go through Fantasyland, though, I go left towards Adventureland.
There you go.
But I did hear, if you guys were listening to our last Walt's Apartment podcast last week, I did love the drop that Debbie shared, I believe, where you start left and you go through this transition of time to Tomorrowland. You go Frontierland to Tomorrowland, which I've never viewed it that way, but that is a very beautiful and genius way to view it, that you start in, you know, the old school way of living and you work your way around to Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I get what she was saying, but it's kind of not, because you got Fantasyland in the middle there. So you're saying go left and go through Adventureland, go into New Orleans Square, then are you going to Galaxy's Edge then? And then you're working your way into Fantasyland? Or are you coming to Frontierland and then hitting Galaxy's Edge?
Well, if you're going off the old school map, the hub technically... Okay.
That's different then.
You can go to Frontierland.
Yep.
And you can... Galaxy's Edge, you can go through the whole park without ever stepping a foot at Galaxy's Edge. But Frontierland, Adventureland, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, you have to go through them at some point to possibly get through. For the most part, you can go through the hub, but they do connect. But you don't ever have to step into New Orleans Square, Critter Country, and Galaxy's Edge to do that. But if you go that route, then yes, you are taking a detour route through the future. So, but that's a very valid point, because Galaxy's Edge has definitely brought some new momentum. All right.
Oh, for sure.
So, first little side activity.
Wait, you didn't ask me which way I go.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited for the episode. Which way?
What do you think? Go? What do you think?
A part of me wants to say left, but then there's the answer right there. But then again, there's
every
a
time.
Small bit that's like maybe Tomorrowland, maybe you hit Star Tours, that like retro vibe of
Star
like
Tours makes me sick. So,
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Star Tours makes me sick, but Smuggler's Run doesn't. So I think that's weird. But I have to, when I go on it, my grandson, when I went on with him, he loved that Star Tours so much that I just go on there and I put my head down. Papa, you okay? And I just put my head down and just, cause I just couldn't do it. It was just, we went with, this last time we went with, Brianna and Jade and Amber were on it, and we went on the Star Tours, and me and Amber like, holy shit, you know, and just and but she loved it because she'd never been on it, so it was cool that she, like, Jade never been on it, but they enjoyed it. But me and Brent, oh my god, this is crazy. But no, I'm a left guy. Pirates of the Caribbean is my favorite ride of all. I will always go do that first. I don't care what the line looks like. If I rope drop, I'm doing that first. You're hitting that. You're hitting Haunted Mansion right after, and then now you're working your way into Galaxy's Edge. You get that Ronto Wrap breakfast. Get that, which is the best, one of the best snacks. I think they're so good. But yeah, I'm a left guy. Right. I was told this time with some friends I'm going with that we're going to rope drop on Thursday. Are you going to rope drop with us on Thursday?
I'm heading down Wednesday night. My goal is to rope drop with you guys Thursday, drop with you guys Friday. And then Saturday, I probably won't rope drop, but I'll be in the park pulling some content for the channel and then heading over to our event.
We're going straight, I was told, when we rope drop to Peter Pan, which is fine because I never really ride Peter Pan because I don't like to wait that long for a minute and a half ride. And I've heard I saw something the other day that they said they sped it up
to make Peter Pan is not worth that wait.
It's not, but it's fun. I enjoy it when I'm on it. If it's under 20 minutes, under a half hour, I'll do it. But I'm not 45 minutes to an hour. No. For a 1 minute ride, I'm out.
Yeah, before we get to the little activity, let's deep dive that. I think Peter Pan is a very well done ride, but Peter Pan is in dire need of some advancements to make it a little bit more faster, but B, as soon as you get into Neverland, you're leaving Neverland. Like, you go through Pinocchio, you go through Snow White, you go through Mr. Toad's. You get a sense of the whole entire story. Peter Pan, I love flying over into Neverland. I love flying over London. Those are beautiful sets. But that is a lot of square footage where you could add just a little bit more magic and really use that. Because those sets are cool, but when I bring my kids on there, they're barely looking down because Peter Pan has that like two little like drops, and my kids put their fingerprints into the rail, they're back into the seat, and they're like, I want to get off now. And then once they get out of those two rooms, they're stoked to see Peter Pan. So I think Peter Pan has a lot of room for improvement, but if they're going to leave it as it is, I'm fine with that as well.
That's an unpopular opinion. Everyone loves that ride, but hey, that's why we do this. We have our own opinions.
Well, everyone loves that ride. I will agree with that, but if given the opportunity, I wonder how many people would just add a little bit more flavor to that ride. Not really tearing it down and rebuilding, but if you can add a little bit more. Look at Snow White. Snow White's a beautiful example of doing just a little bit more. And I think Peter Pan.
I really enjoyed Snow White when I went on. I thought it was great. The new Snow White, I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, into our little activity.
Yes.
If you were to rate the top five lands. Now, those lands including Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, Frontierland, Adventureland, Toontown, New Orleans, Critter Country, Galaxy's Edge, and in this instance, in honor of Walt's apartment, Main Street. So those nine lands, even though I know they're not all exactly lands, those nine, your top five, starting the least number five, to the best one, top five.
So worst to best?
Yeah, but top five. So four of them won't even make the list, but top five.
Okay, let me do my number. I'm going to do it backwards here in my head here. So do you have yours already?
I have mine already.
Go ahead and tell me tell the listeners while I write mine down.
All right. So for me, number five, is Main Street. Number five is Main Street. Number four for me is Critter Country. Critter Country as of today. In a few months or a few years, that may change. But Critter Country is number four. Number three is Adventureland. Number two is Fantasyland. And number one, And I've recently gained a new love, a new view, a new passion for it. Toontown.
Number one?
Yep.
Your number one favorite land is Toontown.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even there right now.
That's not even there right now. But
so how can you pick that? It's going to be completely different when you go back.
Well, recently I've gained a new passion for Toontown and a whole new respect for Toontown. I've watched a few Imagineer stories on why it was created and how much Imagineering. And me, I'm a big Imagineer fan. Mm-hmm. So when you're able to, from inch to inch, detail it and put that much passion to it, for me, Toontown is a representation of just doing traditional Disney magic. Galaxy's Edge is amazing full theme, but characters are lacking. Some of the sound effects that they promised weren't there. Toontown overall, you get sounds, you get characters, you get food themed to it, you get activities themed to it. Wall-to-wall themed areas, it does get hot, but overall Disney magic and Imagineering, Toontown. But okay. I've also had a secondary new passion and love for it, which that would be another deep dive.
Okay. Number five is Fantasyland.
Okay.
Walt did most of that, so... number four is Adventureland because I love the Jungle Cruise. Number three is Galaxy's Edge because I love Rise. It's not my favorite ride, but I love it. I love Smuggler's Run. I like the theming there. You're right. It's not what they said it was going to be. It's not what they promised a couple of years ago, and they said, here's what you're going to get. But I still think the detail that's put into that to that land is amazing. The sounds, the footprints, you look at the footprints, the tracks in the ground of like the R2-D2 unit, you see the tracks. Two is Frontierland because Big Thunder Mountain is my one of top three rides. And number one is New Orleans Square because of it's just cool. It's got a Haunted Mansion and Pirates, which are top five. Well, Pirates is my number one, but Haunted Mansion is top five for me. So it's just, they're just, that's my favorite. I like the theming there. I'm excited what they're possibly going to do to Tomorrowland. I don't know if they're going to extend Tomorrowland into Critter Country when they bring out the new, which you might lose Critter Country, which I think would be interesting if how they handle that, because they're going to make Splash Mountain Tiana's Adventure. So I'm curious what's going to happen there. So that's my top five for sure.
All right. Yeah. See, my top five, I like the stuff that's original. For the most part, obviously Main Street would have been higher, but Main Street usually is my favorite towards the later part of the day, finding a curb or a bench or even the porch or even somewhere in the hub or the plaza to just sit and chill. So that's why it's top five. It's five for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Toontown and Fantasyland are more up there because I like hitting Toontown and Fantasyland midday. It just gets that, like, that blood pumping and stuff like that. Adventureland always got some good hitters. Can't complain there. And then, of course, Critter Country. I like Critter Country because I have a very, very deep love for Song of Sal. The characters, the animation, all the stereotype stuff like that that are in there, I'm neutral on that. I'm not for it. I'm not against it. And the reason why is just because I wasn't there. I don't know their mindsets. But the characters, me truly, I hope they do something with those characters. Give them a revamp story.
Sure.
But with that said, all of those lands I like just because they have a lot of love and passion in them. So those are my top five. But Main Street had to be on there because I love just chilling there. You can do so many things.
I would probably put Main Street right there at my number six because, like I said, I did get a different view of Main Street this last time. Hey, look, good name for a show. Just like, by taking the time, grabbing a Starbucks and just sitting there and just chilling. It was nothing like nothing before. You know what I mean? I've never done that before. So it was just a completely different situation this time. So I was very happy about that. And I would probably make it my number six.
All right. And you kind of touched into our next segment. So in each land, there's always that one thing that you look for, you want to touch, you want to see, if they changed it, smell it, whatever it may be. So we're going to start from Adventureland, go Frontierland, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, then jump into the specialty lands outside those. So in Adventureland, what is something that you either want to, that you're looking forward to see? Whenever you walk through there, you have to look or just go by that just to kind of pay homage to that. Like, hey, you know what? That's still there.
So which land are we doing first?
We'll start with Adventureland.
Adventureland. I mean, it's always going to be there. The Dominguez palm tree is something that I always just kind of, hey, that's kind of cool. You know that story, right?
Yep.
Or Patrick Bagora's little house. I always just kind of check those out. Those are both pretty cool. Little the tiniest details I always take a look at. And just, oh, yep, still there. I'm never going anywhere, but just, you know, for sure. Yeah. What about you?
For me, the most recent one is... Actually, there's two of them, and they both tie into Aladdin. At the Tropical Hideaway, seeing carpet still on the ground. Yeah. For me, that I didn't realize how cool that was until Aladdin's Oasis was gone. And then now I look down like that's still there. But also going into the Bazaar store.
Yeah, I do love the Bazaar, too.
Yep.
You get those oranges, too. They have the best little pack. Oh, no, the pineapple spears. Oh, they're so good. I had like 10 of those last time I was there.
Pineapple spear or Dole Whip? Which one are you going for?
This pineapple spear. I like a Dole Whip, but the pineapple spears are just so good. I mean, I'm diabetic and shouldn't have them, but damn, they're good. You know, and I don't mind indulging myself because they're just like a really quick pick-me-up, too. If you're kind of like feeling like no energy or whatever, you just grab that. So got a lot of, I don't know, I love them so much.
All righty. Moving into Frontierland, what is something you look for or just trying to stop by each time?
Frontierland's a little different.
Frontierland is a hard one because it's there, but it's not there.
It's like so small. You know what I mean? It's like Adventureland. It's really, really small, and there's really only one attraction. Well, there's two. Big Thunder and the you know what? I'll say – I always kind of look over, you know, when you're on the going up around Big Thunder and you look over to the left across there's that like cavern, like a tunnel that's from the old mine train. I always kind of just check that. I always just kind of look, oh yeah, you know, that. Or the shooting gallery. I did that this last time too, which I haven't done in a long time, which was a lot of fun to go back and do that again too. So I'd say probably the mine cavern right there, would be what I would say.
For me, there's a couple in Frontierland, and some of them are plain and obvious. My obvious one is the Mark Twain. Like when I'm walking, and when I'm going to Frontierland, usually Frontierland is where I go through the Frontierland entrance at the hub, and then either cut left to Adventureland or go through Frontierland. Mark Twain is my obvious, but more of a newer one that I always try to see how often it changes or if it doesn't change at all. Is what I'm hearing is called the Halloween tree right in front of the store. They put like orange Christmas lights on
it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I didn't know that was like, they put lights on there and everyone just named it that. But then when I looked at the trees around, no, that tree is lit a lot more than the rest of them. Like it's a very decorated tree. And that always tripped me out. But then another thing I like looking at Frontierland, and they don't do it no more, probably for crowd reasons, is the change of the cobblestone going to Pirates in front of the Golden Horseshoe where they used to do the show there. Mm-hmm. They used to do the show up on the balcony. Gunslingers would come out, but it would cause such a bottleneck there that they stopped doing it for obvious reasons. But I like looking at the cobblestone there just because they put that much detail in there for no one to really notice, but for the performers and the guests to kind of eye where the show ends and where traffic still goes. It's just a little bit of magic they put in there. Those are top three things for me in Frontierland. Frontierland is, like you said, it's very small and very stretched out. So you're kind of like, what is there in Frontierland besides Thunder Mountain and the stores?
And the and Golden Horseshoe.
The yeah. All
and
right.
Mark Twain, obviously, yeah.
So okay. Going over to Fantasyland.
Okay.
What Dumbo. Do you look for? Dumbo?
Dumbo and the sword.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm gonna take that back. Take those both back. Something I always check and see if it's still working is the evil witch looking out the window.
That's a good one.
You just kind of look up there like, oh yeah, okay, cool. It's still there. And you just, I mean, they're never gonna change something like that, but you're like, did they change that? You know, but I would say that for sure would be.
You don't think they'll ever change it, but the maintenance still happens. Like that animatronic is still working because it can be one time you're just like there and she's not opening the curtains.
Yep.
For me in Fantasyland, it's obviously the peg in the ground. I look for that.
Yep.
But I also look at I'm blanking his name, Monstro, making sure his eye's still working. He's still kind of blinking. But a new one that I just learned about, and I'm gonna check it out on the next time we go. I believe Provost Park Pass shared it. So the Bippity Boppity Boutique actually has like tiki style pillars that come out. And I want to say it's from Peter Pan's ride. That used to be a store. I got to do my homework on that. But when you walk into Bippity Boppity Boutique, there's like three carved logs that come out from the roof. Hmm. And there's characters on there. I think it's the alligator from Peter Pan. And I forgot who else, but I'll next time we're in the parks, I'll snap some pictures on there and reference this episode.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right. Going into Tomorrowland.
Well, where's the Matterhorn? Is the Matterhorn in Tomorrowland or is the Matterhorn in Fantasyland?
I believe, according to the map, it's and Fantasyland, you can tell because the way the fence has changed, it's in Fantasyland.
Okay, so that's out. Something to always check and see is like what's happening at the Innovations building there now, because it's always something different. I usually hope to catch the band up on top. So I like the Innovation building. Is it Darth Vader? Is it Chewbacca in there? Like last time we were there, you had the Boba Fett throne you could sit on and you can meet Darth Vader, which I thought was pretty cool. So I would say that.
Okay. For me, Tomorrowland doesn't have any like small hidden features. I do enjoy the neon Mickey sign above the Starcade. That's pretty cool. But one thing that I just noticed or found out, and it's apparently really old, in the Buzz Lightyear Star Command store, there's a shelf in there that is an old rocket ship from the rocket ships at the entrance of Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I saw that. And not only that, at the top of it, because it's standing up on its back, is the handle to go up or down still attached. And I thought that was really cool.
Did you know about the people mover in the shopping center there too, right? In the shopping app when you come out of Buzz Lightyear,
the mini ones.
The people mover is the counter that you pay.
No, I didn't know that.
Yep,
I'll have to check that out.
Did you just say it about the Space Mountain, the rocket being turned up as a storage? Okay. Okay.
Awesome. All right, so now we're going to start going into our newer land, so to say. New Orleans Square.
The anchor. No, not the anchor, the petrified tree. I'm sorry.
Oh, yep. The gift to Walt. Yep. Or no,
the gift,
sorry.
The gift to his wife. The gift to his wife because she hated it and said, put this in the park.
Yep. For me, New Orleans Square, one of the things I liked seeing most, and they took it from us, is the Court of Angels.
Okay. So
the spiral staircase, which is now an accessory to Club 33. I always enjoyed that as well as the Club 33 original door. Just seeing it, hoping that it would open and I could just get a peek in. Never got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two for me in New Orleans Square.
I love it.
Critter Country.
You know what? Critter Country, I don't go on Splash Mountain that often because I don't want to get wet. Because every time I go on, you saw the picture I posted on my Facebook the other day. the guy told me, too. He said, don't sit in front. I promise you not to sit. I'm telling you, don't sit in the front. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm with my kids. I'm like, it's fine. Yeah, I got completely soaked. But should have listened to the guy. This last trip I was there, I noticed the little candy shop that when you, down at the end where all the Tigger and Winnie the Pooh stuff is. I think that will be a new thing. I always check out and see what kind of candy. I can't eat it, but you know, just see what kind of cool stuff they have in there. You know, so yeah. I would say that for sure.
So Critter Country, I got a couple.
Okay.
There's one right at the entrance of the Hungry Bear and it's got Mr. Bluebird from Song of the South. Mm-hmm. So, love that. I love the sculpted statue of Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox and Brer Bear. Love that. But my most hidden one that I like you obviously got to hop on Winnie the Pooh for this one. But when you go on Winnie the Pooh, And if he's in the honey room, you got to kind of be quick to look. But when you enter that room, you look up and behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And you see a nod to the Country Bears, which I don't know if this rumor is true. I'll do some research on it and let everybody know. Rumor is that they are in the general location where they were hanging when the show was there.
I wouldn't think so.
I vaguely remember the show, so I don't know.
I wouldn't think so because it's almost towards the end, if I remember. And it's like the second to last room. And I think you went pretty deep into that hall. And you know what? It might have been because they're on the wall over on this. I don't know. It's possible. I would say no, but I mean,
I do know the bridge is still original from the show. When you walk in, you see the Winnie the Pooh sign. Yep. That is still original. But I don't recall it. I only remember seeing the show once. Fun little fact about that. I found out that they shut that ride down like a month or a few weeks before the movie premiered.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They closed the show. I want to say it was like a month, maybe a few weeks, but like the movie was coming out and they closed the ride down for the show.
I love that show. I do love Winnie the Pooh. I have a friend whose daughter I freaked out and told her about that, and they're just traumatized. And every time they see the three heads up there, they get mad at me and they send me pictures and I laugh at them and they just are pissed at me because I told them about that.
but those are, you know what though? It's little things like that that Disney does that just makes it so much more. They know about the magic, so you can't say the magic's gone, but they know that. They give us a little nod. They give us something new. And that's what I'm excited to see what happens with Splash Mountain, but we'll see how much they keep the nod and how much they change. All right, going into Galaxy's Edge, what do you look for?
It's so hard there. The Millennium Falcon, that's a no-brainer. You got to see that. I mean, you can't miss it, but it's just, there it is. And that's probably one of the coolest thing in the whole park is I remember seeing that the first time and like, Jesus, they really did that. You know, I saw it a lot before I actually went there, but to see it in person, that's mind blowing. That's so cool.
For me, the obvious is Millennium Falcon, but I do love the, I forget the name of them, the detonator, the sodas, the Coke, Sprite.
Oh yeah. Coke. The $6 sodas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
just because they're different shape, you pay more for it.
But those little guys, I like those, and I like that they're still having those available. They weren't like, we did those when they opened the park, and then now we discontinued them. No, they're still there. They're still available. I do enjoy that. So for me, it'd be the obvious Millennium Falcon, if not the sodas.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so now we're going to jump over to Toontown.
Okay.
What do you look for?
I don't know. Now it just depends. So you're saying in the past?
In the past, from the last time you were there.
The last time that I was there, and I think it's Mickey's house. I think Mickey and Minnie's house or something. I would say, yeah, that's something I would want to go see. I don't go to Toontown a lot. I'm not going to lie. It's not one of my it would be at the bottom of my list of all of them. I know it's weird that we're so different on that because we're so alike in so many other things. So I find that strange that we're so different on that, but that's what this is all about. So, but I would definitely say seeing the houses is the coolest part of that for me.
Okay. Awesome. So those are some key things we look for in the parks. For me and Toontown, it's hard because there's a lot of like little things I look for. I love the mailboxes when you hear their voices.
Yep.
I love the stretchy, the dog pound bars. I love the dumbbell. I love Toontown. There's so much just like energy in there that I thoroughly enjoy. The one thing, and I'm kind of derailing us in this one. The one thing I'm glad they got rid of is that fountain that you step on and they make the noises by Mickey's house. So glad they got rid of that. The sound system on that thing has seen better days. The trumpet didn't sound like the trumpet no more. It sounded like one of those like squeezing teddy bears you squeeze and it like exhales a noise. Sound like that. It was pitiful. I'm so glad that's gone. I love going where Chip and Dale was and seeing the carcass of the ball pit.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
I'm excited to see Toontown when it comes back. I hope it's a place. And like I said, I just don't give it enough love. I don't, you know, The ideas that they have, I think, are great. I'm looking forward to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which I can never say. So I'm excited to see that. So that probably will make me like that land more. I'm excited because that's going to take a lot of pressure off a lot of, it's going to take a lot of pressure off a lot of points in that park when that opens. It's going to take a lot of heat off of Galaxy's Edge, off of Space Mountain, off Matterhorn, because you're going to have people waiting in line for that, because it's going to be the new big thing, the new big E-Tick. I'm excited for it to help out the park. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to run through a little activity. I'm going to give you two attractions, either shows, parades, rides, whatever it may be, two attractions. And you're going to say which one of you prefer. Do you prefer this one or do you prefer that one? All right. So our first one up, Space Mountain, Matterhorn Mountain.
Matterhorn.
Which one over which?
Matterhorn over Space Mountain.
Matterhorn over Space? Yeah. Okay. I feel like I know this now after we've talked about it. Thunder or Splash?
Thunder.
Thunder?
Yep.
All right. Pirates or Haunted Mansion?
Pirates. Pirates will always be number one. You can put that up against anything. So that would always be number one. It's the most boring. It's one of the most boring rides, but, you know, it is what it is. It's Walt's last attraction he was working on. So I just love it for that. And I think it's cool as hell, too. That's 15 minutes of chilling. So,
and if you catch it in the right time of the day, it's refreshing.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You catch it in the midday and it's a bit humid.
It is overall, very humid. That's so true.
It's a bit rough. Now, I will say Pirates, I want to do a walk-off on Pirates so bad. But I don't think I'm consistent enough to catch that. But I would love to do a Pirates walk-off. That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, teacups or Dumbo?
Which one I like?
Yeah, which one over which?
I pick Dumbo. I can't do the teacups.
Okay.
You see sick, Sean. I can't even watch that ride. I can't sit there. Like when the kids go on it, I'm like, I can't even look. I just look down. And it's like, God, get this thing out of here. Cover it or something. You know,
I love that ride. Like me and my boys, we hop on that. My wife and my daughter get a separate cup. And they ride just the normal like spin that it does. But me and my two boys, like we are like spinning as hard as we can, even though there's like a governator on it. But we're spinning it so hard that my like fingertips are just grinding their knees because we're just spinning.
If you go on it when I'm there, I'll turn away and when you're on, I'll watch you until you start. Then I'll see when you're done. But I can't do it.
I think I'm gonna have somebody join on with it. We'll hop on Instagram for a live.
Get Joey on there with you. Joey will do it with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Next one right here, Mr. Toads or Pinocchio?
I like Mr. Toads. I think it's cool. I think it's cool.
All right. Snow White or Peter Pan?
Peter Pan.
All right.
Geez, this is tough. I didn't go on Peter Pan last time, but I did go on Snow White. So I enjoy the upgrades of Snow White, but I still would say Peter Pan.
All right. Rounding it out, Jungle Cruise or Rise of the Resistance?
You're probably shocked I'm thinking this much about that because I like Rise of the Resistance. It's cool as hell. I'll pay the $20 to do it once when I'm at the park for the 3 days. I won't do it every day. I like it. I love the Jungle Cruise. I would pick a Jungle Cruise for sure. So that's right. Yeah. Do you want to go through yours?
For me, I had a hard time with this one. So I'm going to try my hardest. Space Mountain and Matterhorn. For me, it's Space Mountain. By a fraction. Depending on where I'm sitting, I'm taking Matterhorn, but overall, Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain, hands down.
Yep.
That's me. Pirates over Haunted. Ooh. Pirates over traditional Haunted Mansion. Jack over Pirates.
Okay.
I'm
not gonna lie to you. October, this last time I went, was the first time I've been to Disneyland 150 times at least. First time I saw the Haunted Mansion, I loved it so much. I thought it was done so well.
It's a good one. But I do, you know what? I am curious though. For the hardcore Haunted Mansion fans, I wonder if Disney will ever, for the holiday season, actually give a Haunted Mansion up until Halloween. Because I know there's a lot of people out there like, we want to ride Haunted Mansion during Halloween, not the Christmas one. So I wonder, and it would have been a perfect time during the last anniversary, but I wonder if Disney's ever contemplated, hey, let's open Jack the first week of November.
They can't. It takes 2 weeks to transfer to transfer over. They couldn't do it. So you're saying like some people could ride Haunted Mansion on Halloween. You'd have to come in the middle of November. I think you couldn't just switch over right away. They wouldn't work.
Because if you extended it to mid November or like
which wouldn't be bad. You can go to mid November to mid January and still get 2 months from it. You know,
or even like mid February. I feel like the winter season.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be still good. But I do agree that with some fans that want to ride that during Halloween. But Dumbo and teacups. Obviously teacups.
Yeah.
Mr. Toad versus Peter Pan. That's a tough one. I like the momentum behind Mr. Toad's, but not Peter Pan. Sorry, Pinocchio. Mr. Toad or Pinocchio. I like the speed of Mr. Toad, but Pinocchio's a good movie. I enjoy Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Peter Pan over Snow White. Snow White
is a weird ass movie. Let's be honest. I mean, it's a weird movie.
It's a weird movie.
The whole kids on the island thing. I like it. It's not one I'm going to rush to watch, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah. I'm hoping this new one, changes some of the folktale of it. But at the same time, I do hope that there is some similarities, but things that we can socially accept today. Yeah. Give us that same dark story, but don't make it weird where there's an island, especially considering some of the controversies about people owning islands nowadays.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. For sure. I'm sure the way Disney has changed things to fit in more with the world today, I think you will see, honestly, you'll see some of those changes made. I don't think you'll see some of that stuff in the new one, which is my opinion. Yep. That's what I want to do on this show too. I think it'd be fun. Like when that comes out, we could like break it down and say what we thought. We don't have the other shows to do that. So when you came up with this idea, this show, it's not a catch all, but it is a catch all that we can do anything we want. Yeah. And there's no theme. You know what I mean? We're not always going to talk about Disneyland. This is just what we're doing tonight, just so you understand. You know,
not only that, I mean, we've already built out a big chunk of time, and we're just talking about small things of Disneyland. And mm-hmm. we will venture down things like mailboxes, things like trash cans, things like park benches.
Oh my God, we better do trash cans. I got people beating down my freaking text messaging saying we better do freaking trash cans.
And we haven't even crossed over to California Adventure yet.
No, yeah, absolutely.
And it's going to be a great thing. We're going to talk food. We're going to talk shows. We're going to talk parades from today, yesterday, and tomorrow. I mean, there's all types of things that we're going to deep dive. The first few episodes will probably be a lot of parks and Disney stuff. But then so on, we'll get into Pixar. We'll get into Star Wars. We'll get into all of them. And there's even some ideas to crossovers, kind of like what we did. If you tuned in the last Marvel Tribe, we had Guardians of the Galaxy tag teaming with the Goonies. We'll be doing that. We're going to deep dive into history, but also see how we can remix it a little bit for fans today and hear their feedback.
Yeah. What you come up with, and I've told you this off, I mean, what you brought to all of these shows, just your creativity, mix it with my drive and your drive. That's why I said, when you said this, I'm like, shit, yeah, we're going to do this. And it's going to be fun as hell. And we'll bring in, like I said, we'll bring in the other host. Sam gave us crap because you didn't ask me to be on it. I'm like, well, Sam, you're busy at school now, so we're not going to push you. And me and Lewis can record this whenever we want. We can do it late at night if we want to and just have something for you guys every other week consistently, because consistency is a huge thing for me, and we're struggling with that a bit on some of the shows, but I want to get back to that. You know what I mean? And now I guess we just added another show like during our last live stream.
Yeah.
I think that's for real, honestly. I'm getting texts. I'm getting blown up about it that's what's happening. So
I've heard, cannot confirm or deny, but there might even already be a secret chat room set up. So,
oh my God,
we're going down. Me? Hey, we'll deep dive the blueprint of that show.
A secret? Why am I not part of the chat room? I'm the damn producer of all these shows. I should be part of everything. I mean, I'm going to ask her when we're done. What the hell, Sam?
So, me, the last one, Rise of Resistance over Jungle Cruise. I like Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise. Rise of Resistance is good. Jungle Cruise gives me old school Disney vibes. Oh,
for sure. For sure.
So absolutely.
I love watching just how generic how the stuff works, and you're just like, that just pops up and you're like, you know, it's underwater is not just nothing, you know, or the piranhas. You're like, this is the coolest thing ever. And it's nothing. It's just the backside of water, which, come on, that's the greatest line ever. That's what I wanted my podcast to be named, but God dang it. Backside of water took it. And beat us in the freaking thing, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They, I don't think they no, did the they whole didn't. Thing. They no, didn't take the whole thing. It was Backside of Water and Tramon, and I think Tramon took it all the way.
Tramon beat us, and then Backside of Water beat them. And then we just got ass kicked in this last one. So, hey.
Yeah. Be on the lookout for brackets. Follow us on Instagram at Walt's Apartment. And we are in contests lately. We're doing live streams. We're really getting the Instagram going as well. For deep dives on a dime, we'll be hopping on our Instagram. September 10th, we'll be doing some deep dives on our Instagram. When we're in the parks, we'll hop live on there. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, give Lewis us will a follow.
Lewis will have Instagram to himself to take over on Friday and Saturday of D23. Because
that's right. So join me.
If I'm stuck in panels, you'll be over at the park. So I will be. Sure. We'll be coming over that night. So we'll close the park together. We'll come over and we'll close Disneyland on Friday night and Thursday night. So book it.
Yeah, definitely. Main Street. Obviously, Main Street View. Going to close out the first episode with Main Street. What are some things you enjoy looking at Main Street besides, and I'm going to stop you in the first one, besides the obvious?
You can't besides it. Walt's apartment. Always will stop. I will stand there and stare at the apartment. If you guys know me, you know I have a tattoo of Walt's apartment of Walt Disney on one arm. I have the window of Walt's apartment on the other arm. The admiration I have for Walt Disney, I will stop and say thank you, Walt. I probably look like an idiot, but I see other people do it all the time because it's none of this would be here. We wouldn't be doing this show. We wouldn't have met without Walt Disney and him living in that apartment when it's being built or staying there when he was alive. Besides Main Street. So walking down Main Street, the statue, which is kind of a generic answer as well, but that's one thing I will always focus on because it's the focal point of the park basically is the statue itself. So, and yeah, the windows are cool because you can read them all and say, oh, Sklar, Marty Sklar, or Rolly Crump. And you just see all the different names. You're like, damn, okay, this is cool. You know?
Absolutely. The windows, is top for me. I actually have the entire pin set of all the windows, not the exact ones, but there's 12 window pins that came out. I have all 12 here in my house. For me, it's the windows. I love seeing the Chief Indian just because it's kind of like a throwback. I am curious to see how many more years he lasts before somebody gets upset that he's there. But I really hope that doesn't go anywhere. I do love not only the one, but the two split light bulbs at Coke Corner.
Yes, yes.
So
I showed my friends that last time we were there. I'm like, check this out. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, come look at this. Like, holy crap, this is the coolest thing. I'm like, yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
They thought it was great.
So if you're walking down Main Street on the left-hand side, Coke's Corner, look under the lamp area, and you'll see a light bulb that is half red, half white, odd numbers. They asked what color should it be, and Walt decided you're going to paint it. And now they actually order the bulbs like that. So they have some. But that is not the only one. If you go around the corner past the piano player and you look and go in the store through the big entrance and you look up, there's actually a second split bulb there.
Yeah. That kind of stuff.
They also got like the best, like, is it mac and cheese chili bowl there, the bread bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, very good. And a healthy portion. So if you're looking to feed two at the price of one, that bread bowl is absolutely amazing.
I'll tell you this last time, got a sandwich from the Jolly Holiday. It was like this, like, it's like a birria sandwich, like beef. So good. It was really a little spicy because I don't like spice, but it was like that perfect amount of spice to say, hey, Sean, I'm here. But it was really good. I really liked it. Another thing on Main Street, obviously, is the wall, the brick wall.
Yes,
The test wall. That's something you always look at. There's so much there because, you know, Main Street is – and that's the kind of stuff that he was there for. And you're just like, damn, that's cool that he had his hand in this and had his hand in that. And yeah, I can geek out all that stuff so much.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so much just history in that that area. I mean, you go into Disneyanna and check it out.
Oh, God. Disneyanna, jeez.
You go over towards Abraham Lincoln, and you there's all the little pieces of the remnants of what was used by Walt Disney and his team. You got the bench he sat on. You have the last picture of him taken in the park with him on the fire engine with Mickey behind his shoulder. There's that. And just overall, the nod to that. But even Abraham Lincoln himself being a very huge, like, step forward for audio animatronics, visual effects, but taking a very eager jump and bringing Abraham Lincoln into the parks. I mean, that alone, that's not something you see today. I mean, you'll see it at Walt Disney World and the Hall of Presidents, but you won't see many parks really bringing a known person, and it's all fictional. But there's so much just nostalgia in there. When you're walking through Disneyland, you see the Main Street vehicles, you see the Dapper Dans, you see all that going. When the Dapper Dans start singing, I'm stopping. I don't care
for
what
sure.
song
for
singing.
Sure. Yep.
I'm in. Yep. The train, you hear, you know, the Grand Circle Tour of Walt Disney, you know.
That's my ringtone. That's my ringtone is all aboard, and it's the Disneyland Railroad is now for its Grand Circle Tour. Yeah, that's my actual ringtone on my phone.
So with that, as we bring this to a close, if you ever get a chance to enjoy the view on Main Street, take that moment, grab a bench, listen to the music, smell the food, just take it in, because that right there is what gave us everything we just talked about today and everything we're going to talk about next week.
Next 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
This will be every other week. I'll put this one out. This will go out Friday morning, so or Friday tomorrow night. But yeah, so I guess with that being said, that's going to bring us to the end of our first episode of Main Street View from Walt's apartment. Lewis, great idea coming up with this. Thank you so much, man.
No problem.
You're going to need to think of some cool outro line, because I don't know. I don't have one. Do you have one? You got something you want to say to thank everyone?
You know what? Not right now, but next time you're in the park, just have a beautiful view from Main Street.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.